In season 8 of The Fall Line, we look at the cases of two unidentified women. The first, found in Richland County, South Carolina in 1982, was classified as a living Jane Doe before her death. In her case, both medical records and information concerning the last days of her life exist. There's even a picture, and yet she remains unidentified. Over 2 episodes, we speak to the deputy coroner, who is passionately working to solve her case.
Yeah, so she is one of perhaps the most intriguing of our cases because she looks like she would be so identifiable. We have her photograph. She was encountered at a hospital. It was a brief encounter of 2 days long, but she spoke with people. She must have interacted with members of the public or stayed with people, you know, and that's what's kind of is frustrating, that no leads could be developed at the time in 1982 to give her a name.
And also the local journalist who has chronicled the South Carolina State Mental Hospital and who tells us about the state of mental health care in the early 1980s.
The thing I found over there was that there's a palpable sense of loss there, but also of history. And everything was so closed off there to the general public. Even in broad daylight, the insides of those buildings are so dark, a lot of times you have to carry a flashlight around. And so you would get some sun coming in through the windows. There's so much history in there still. I mean, I'm talking, they had patient dresses still in there. The patients' names were still on the walls.
With input from a medical examiner and a forensic anthropologist, perhaps we can paint a fuller picture, and you can help to close this very solvable case. The second story of season 8 involves the unidentified victim of a homicide who was found in Glynn County, Georgia, in the late summer of 1990. It was just a year after Monica and Michael Bennett, who we covered in season 2, disappeared from the same place. The Glynn County Jane Doe's file is 600 pages long, but her remains have not been re-examined since she was found in 1990. With the advancements in science that have changed the forensic landscape over the last 30 years, her case desperately needs updated analysis. We interviewed Dr. Amy Michael, a forensic anthropologist and professor, about what should be re-examined.
So, let's say that we have an individual left out in the woods, right? That individual maybe was hit with a blunt object by a perpetrator. That's going to cause a specific fracture look, and that fracture look is going to look way different than the kind of longitudinal cracking and the things that we would see that are just part of the overall decomposition process, where the bones dry out, maybe the sun bleaches them out, things like this. So you need a well-trained anthropologist to be able to say that this individual has perimortem trauma that's likely linked to a perpetrator activity versus this individual has some fracturing and some broken bones or some fragmented bones that are just associated more with that they were simply, you know, not recovered for some period of time.
Season 8 of The Fall Line begins Wednesday, May 6th. We hope you'll join us then.